You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. This is the Tuesday edition, and I wanted to alert you to what's going to be happening in the next, 4 to 6 weeks. The Department of Justice, as do all the other federal departments, have what they call an inspector general. Inspector generals make sure that the departments and the people in the departments follow procedures. What they're trying to make sure does not happen is people not follow procedures, and even in the worst case, might even commit crimes. That's why in most organizations, when you hear that you're going to have an IG inspection, there's a little bit of, let's say, fear, nervousness. What's key is, though, you need an IG and a staff. It's not one person. There's a staff that are people with integrity, character, straight shooters. They shouldn't be politicized. And usually they're not. And I'm not, what I'm going to say, I don't think they're politicized. But that's truly what departments fear. Now, Congress has oversight responsibility, and the IG reports do go to Congress. But what's happened in the past, both under Democrat and Republican administrations, sometimes you get secretaries, cabinet members, that try to restrict access to documents. That should not happen. Definitely should not happen. And where it happens, then they should go to Congress and tell Congress what's going on. So sometime in March, probably mid to late March, the release of the Department of Justice IG report by Michael Horowitz, and he has testified to Congress, we're going to get a lot more information on what I'm calling the Clinton-Obama conspiracy. Oh, yes, it was a conspiracy, and like any conspiracy, there are many people involved in this, most of them at the top of the FBI, the top of the Department of Justice, and in the White House, the National Security Agency, but also the Central Intelligence Agency, and to a certain extent, the National Security Agency. Now, what am I alluding to? First, it's clear now, not that I had any doubts, but now more and more people are talking, that the FBI at the very top made sure that Hillary Clinton got special treatment. They didn't truly investigate her. They exonerated her. But you notice, usually in an FBI investigation, a grand jury is impaneled and evidence is presented to the grand jury. And what you're trying to do is work up typically a chain of command and forcing people that work at a lower level to inform on the people that they work for. Anyone that was in the military, intelligence, law enforcement, they knew that Hillary Clinton was guilty as hell for the simple reason she had many, many classified documents, some higher than top secret, on her server. That's a crime. And there are many counts to this crime. Now, there are other counts. She destroyed 33,000 documents, emails, that were under subpoena, and they give an order to preserve that. And I've said many times that the reason why this happened is you could not have the Democratic Party nominee for president candidate be under indictment by the FBI. They couldn't be under investigation or indictment because immediately there's suspicion. We can't trust her. She might be indicted, tried, and convicted. So prior to the convention, they had to clear her. And that's what James Comey did. Oh, he was part of the fix. But what you need to understand is no FBI director, even James Comey, does not do this if it does not have approval of his immediate boss and her immediate boss. In this case, Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and her boss was President Barack Obama. The fix definitely was in, and we're finding all about it. But it went beyond that. Now, that's one crime wave, but what else were they trying to do? They wanted to guarantee that once she was nominated, and there was no doubt she would be, they fixed that too. And Bernie Sanders knew it, that there was a surprise, a so-called October surprise, that the Hillary Clinton campaign would release, most likely in October and maybe even early November. And that was going to be the fact that Donald Trump, candidate Trump, was colluding with the Russians. But what happened? Oh, yes. The Obama administration, the Department of Justice, the FBI, did not inform the FISA judge, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court judge, that the information that they were using to get the warrant, the so-called Steele dossier, some call it the Trump dossier, I call it the dirty dossier, was not intelligence, even though it came from a former retired British MI6, which is rough equivalent in the United Kingdom of the Central Intelligence Agency, that the information that he put together in a so-called dossier was paid for by the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, the Democratic Party. And it was based largely on Russian government disinformation. It was fabricated. It wasn't intelligence. Dirt. Manufactured. By Russians. Oh, yeah, there was collusion with the Russians, but it was the Hillary Clinton and her campaign that were doing it by first funding it through a lawyer. They had cutouts. Perkins Coie was the law firm. And the second cutout was Fusion GPS, who hired this British agent, who in turn paid for information that never really has been verified. It is salacious information. And because of that, even though that information was shared with the media are no fools. They know if they publish this, they would face a big lawsuit and would lose, even though it was President Trump. You see, today we have no evidence whatsoever that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. But we have a lot of evidence that the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party were paying for supposedly opposition research, and that's what it was. But it wasn't true opposition research. You see, there's nothing wrong with opposition research. Everybody does that. You want to know what your opponent is doing. And usually that consists of searching public records, court records, decisions, anything that could be used as leverage or dirt, blackmail, that when exposed, especially very close to an election, would ruin that politician in the sense that he wouldn't have time to respond. Well, the problem with this opposition research, besides being salacious and unverifiable, the press didn't bite, even though they were trying their best, both Christopher Steele, and he was also getting information from Clinton people in the State Department to put in this. The press didn't bite, and although the FBI and the Department of Justice got a warrant on Carter Page, and Carter Page was sending email to various people in the Trump campaign, they weren't coming up with anything. But they were spying on you and me, the American people, using Carter Page as a way to justify getting into the emails of anybody he sent an email to, and then unmasking the identity of who the person was. The bottom line was they came up empty. They didn't get the dirt they were expecting. That doesn't surprise me. Now, they didn't care if they lied about it, but the October surprise never really happened. Oh, they had some that tape, and that was embarrassing for Trump. but it didn't knock them out. They thought this October surprise was. They were trying to make the case that Putin and the Russians had paid off and bought Donald Trump. Well, they didn't. And Trump knew it. James Comey knew it. So do those at the Department of Justice. But that didn't stop this conspiracy. Now, what you need to understand, and I'm emphasizing this, is no one thought, and I mean no one that was a Democrat or in what I call big lie media, and many Republicans as well, that Donald Trump had a prayer of winning this. They all were under the belief that Hillary Clinton was a sure thing. And because of that, I think they were arrogant, but also sloppy. They were committing crimes, ladies and gentlemen. You're not supposed to make material misrepresentations, both commissions and omissions, in your application for a warrant to the judge, even if it is a Obama-appointed judge on the FISA court. You can lose your law license. The judge can hold you in contempt, and it is contempt. But these are federal employees, both in the Department of Justice and the FBI at the very top. That application has to be signed by either the FBI director, James Comey, or the deputy FBI director, Andrew McCabe, and in the Justice Department, either by the attorney general or the deputy attorney general. And that's what was happening. There are several people that signed that. And that's what the memo has been all about that was released by Devin Nunes, chairman of the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Now, why are the Democrats panicking? And they, ladies and gentlemen, they are panicking. Whose name have you not really heard mentioned much? Yes, former President Barack H. Obama. We've heard a lot about what FBI employees were doing, both to fix the fact that she got off. The fix was in, and this wasn't just a traffic ticket. This was many, many, many counts of mishandling of classified information. I don't want any president of the United States doing what Hillary Clinton did. She can't be trusted, and she lied about it. So not only did she mishandle classified documents and destroyed documents, she lied about it, which is obstruction of justice. She was guilty, should have been prosecuted, and I believe she would have been convicted and sent to prison. But the fix was in. No FBI director, no attorney general does that unless he has the backing and really under the direction of who? The President of the United States, Barack H. Obama. That's why I call it the Clinton-Obama conspiracy. So they were listening in on the phone calls of people in the Trump campaign. And that included the future National Security Advisor, General Michael Flynn, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Now, Michael Flynn was more or less fired by Obama. They didn't get along. They had fundamental disagreements. It wasn't personal. It was about the Islamic sectarian civil war, religious civil war. I'm not going to get into that. But there was bad blood between them. And President Obama did not want Michael Flynn to replace his National Security Advisor, Susan Rice. Yes, that's Susan Rice. That lied on five networks shows that Benghazi was a result of a YouTube video. She lied about that. She's not the smartest person in the room, and she's a liar. You know, a common thread through this is people were lying. That's why I call them the lying lunatic left. First of all, they're liars, and they do lunatic things. But they thought they'd never get caught because Hillary Clinton was going to win. Now, what did Susan Rice do? She assisted the president in making sure that they got the names that appear in intelligence reports and estimates they get from either the National Security Agency or the FBI. And why I'm saying this is because you're supposed to minimize the fact that when you're conducting a foreign intelligence surveillance, not a criminal investigation, an intelligence investigation, any communication that's incidental, you're not supposed to expose the name of the people on the other side of the conversation if it's a U.S. citizen. And because General Flynn was and was appointed to be President Trump's national security advisor. He was, as is done in any incoming administration, talking to the ambassadors of many, many countries. It's a combination of greeting each other and just making those initial contacts. And he spoke to the Russian ambassador. He didn't say anything wrong, nothing. But that conversation was recorded by the FBI and or the National Security Agency. Now, you got to understand that General Flynn was the former director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Remember, there are 16 intelligence agencies, such as the FBI, the NSA, the Director of Military Intelligence, the Central Intelligence Agency, and there are others. The point is they all report to James Clapper, the National Director of Intelligence. Now, the people that provide the president and his national security advisor, the customers of this intelligence, have to follow very strict rules and not reveal the names of American citizens. It will say U.S. Citizen 1, U.S. Citizen 2. But what was going on regarding this surveillance of Trump and the people under him? They were revealing it. Now, normally, a matter of fact, almost all the time, the National Security Agency does not reveal the names of the U.S. citizens, only if really they catch them in committing crimes. So you have to formally request from whoever prepared this intelligence, whether it's the NSA, the National Security Agency, or the FBI, that they give them the name of the person. And apparently Susan Rice, together with several other people, were doing this. So they knew for sure who the Russian ambassador, for example, was talking to, whether it was General Flynn or anyone else in the Trump campaign, including, for example, now Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And they were able to do this because of that FISA court warrant, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. And the only reason they had these warrants was because of this paid-for opposition research that was given to the court, not telling them that, and more or less misleading them that this is intelligence from a valid source. No, it wasn't. It was unverified, salacious information that they were using for grounds to do the surveillance. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a conspiracy. They wanted to make sure they could come up with an October surprise to make sure that Donald Trump didn't get elected. They came up empty. Carter Page is still, and he was the primary focus. There were two warrants. This, they have come up with nothing on Carter Page. He's still out there. He hasn't been charged with anything. Now, they caught another advisor, Papadopoulos, lying. Now, what you need to understand is that's the lowest in terms of crimes. You shouldn't lie to the FBI. Frankly, you shouldn't talk to the FBI without your lawyer being present, and frankly, don't talk to them. Because unlike what you say, they can lie to you. They can misrepresent what's going on. That's why I tell people, don't talk to them. Have your lawyer there. And the first thing the lawyer will tell you, don't talk to them. Because if you misstate something, whether intentional or not, they could go after you. And that's what's happened to General Flynn and this George Papadopoulos. And both were rather fringe players in terms of the Trump campaign. Campaigns, political campaigns, attract people that are not paid for anything. They're hangers-on that maybe hope to get a job in the administration if their candidate wins. So they have a lot of people like that, and that's not unusual. But the point I'm trying to make here is, what happened to General Flynn? He pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. That's, at worst, a six-month sentence. They have delayed the sentencing phase to May. But what you need to know and what's coming out, and this is sort of furthering the story, former FBI Director James Comey, when he was still, prior to being fired, testified to Congress that General Flynn didn't lie. He also testified. In other words, he didn't lie. He didn't do anything wrong. And that's what President Trump said. He didn't do any wrong. He's doing his job. And both Comey said this, and the FBI assistant director in charge of intelligence said the same thing. You see, early on in the Trump administration, I think the first 2 days, these FBI show up and want to ask questions. He wasn't informed this was an investigation. They just wanted to clear up some matters. Well, they already had what General Flynn said to the Russian ambassador. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. They had the transcript. They knew because they were surveilling Carter Page and anyone that he was talking to, including General Flynn. You get caught up with this. And they knew who he was. He had been unmasked. And like I said, all administrations do this, incoming administrations, because once the president's sworn in, the prior administration is out of there and they're responsible for manning the government, including various positions. Now, normally, especially for cabinet secretaries and their deputies, it takes a while to do what? Man them up. Have your own people, because a lot of these positions, not all of them, but a lot of them require confirmation by the Congress, the Senate. Now, that's not true of the National Security Advisor. Why did General Flynn plead to one count of lying to the FBI? Good question. And it remains to be seen whether or not anything is going to happen when he's sentenced. It might be vacated, folks. Why? Why did the FBI have this transcript? Because of the warrant given to who? The FBI by the FISA court, where the FBI deliberately and intentionally misled and omitted key facts that if they were presented, they wouldn't have gotten the warrant, and General Flynn would be National Security Advisor today. Maybe. Now, supposedly he was fired for lying to Vice President Trump. I don't know. I think General Flynn made a lot of phone calls, probably knew, should have known, and probably did know that many of these could be recorded. And because he made so many over a period of time, and then we're talking late December, he doesn't remember verbatim what he said. Keep that in mind. I'm giving a show right now. Do you think I remember everything I've said in this show or any shows in the past? Forget it. And it's the same thing with telephone conversations. Many people can't recall things, or fuzzy on the facts, or confused. That is not lying to the FBI. The FBI knows this. If you're lying to the FBI, it's intentional, and you know you're lying, not recalling some of the details of the conversation. Now, General Flynn was that general at the National Republican Convention that said, if I had done a fraction of what Hillary Clinton did, a tenth of what she did, I'd be in jail. And he would have been. That's my point. But I don't think it's a tenth. I think if it's at best a tenth of 1%. Because there were so many crimes by Hillary Clinton that the Justice Department and the FBI exonerated her. And frankly, the FBI director does not have the authority to do what he did when he went out there and gave that press conference on July 5th saying and misleading the American people. Not only he misled the court, he misled the American people by saying the law requires you to prove intent. No, it does not. And saying no prosecutor would prosecute her. That's nonsense. That's utter, complete nonsense. He was in on the fix, but so was Loretta Lynch, and so was the president. These are some of the co-conspirators. They knew they had to get Hillary Clinton off the hook, and she lied about what she was doing. She was obstructing justice. She's still free. See, what's unraveling, ladies and gentlemen, is the Clinton-Obama conspiracy. And we're just getting bits and pieces, and I know it's hard to follow. It is. I've been on to this for months. But speculation, allegation is not enough. If you're going to go to court, you got to prove it. Hearsay doesn't count. You got to have the evidence. Now, regarding the emails and the classified information on the server, they got the evidence. Like I said, it's a slam dunk. But we're talking about a conspiracy in the United States government, first to get Hillary Clinton off the hook so she could be elected president, and then spying on the Trump administration. See, I don't think General Flynn, he was framed. And the Department of Justice was involved in it, as well as the FBI. They wanted to get General Flynn and thereby get Donald Trump. And I thought Donald Trump made a mistake. And frankly, I was disappointed in Mike Pence. Now, we never heard all the details, so maybe I'm missing some information. I know the story that was let out that the general misled the vice president, and the vice president went on television and made some statements that supposedly were based on General Flynn's. And what we're talking about is what the meaning is. You know, Clinton, the joke is, what's the meaning of is? Well, in this case, yeah, sanctions were mentioned by the Russian ambassador, but that doesn't mean General Flynn was negotiating the sanctions. And they most likely would have been pulled off. We never know, though. And what you got to keep in mind, and this is an important point that a lot of people forget, did the Russians really want Donald Trump to win? No way. No way. Why do I say that? What do you think Hillary Clinton would have done if she were elected? She wasn't going to expand the military. In other words, a lot of what the Russians want, she would have done willingly, following Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be the third term of Barack Obama. And if she was elected, we know none of this. None of these scandals. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the biggest scandal in U.S. history. I don't think, and I know a lot of I know some scandals, the big ones. This is way ahead of them. Because many of the past were basic corruptions. People taking money, being paid off. So there's two parts to this. The exoneration of Hillary Clinton, and that should be totally investigated, revisited, and frankly, Charger and Charger staff. Now, it might be difficult, but it needs to happen. And that's why I'm waiting for that Department of Justice Inspector General report, because procedures were not followed. You better believe they were not followed. It's a phony investigation is the point. They had to have a phony investigation, because if they had a real one, she would have been indicted and she wouldn't have been the Democratic candidate for president. You're not going to run an indicted candidate. Barack Obama knew that, and there's no love between them. He really wanted Joe Biden to be the candidate, but Joe Biden didn't want to run, and he knew if he tried, he would be up against Clinton, and Clinton more or less got the nomination. She had the superdelegates signed up. The fix was in there. It was not only fixing this investigation, it was fixing the Democratic primaries. We know about that. These are corrupt people. They're cheaters. That's fundamentally what Hillary Clinton is. She's a cheater. Or as Trump said, she's crooked. Yeah, she's real crooked. She also lies. And what they're doing is even believing their lies. They had nothing. They had nothing from that Steele dossier that could only in someone's wild imaginations would anyone believe it. And some of them fell for it. That's what's the sad thing. It was garbage. Now, what you need to understand, the intelligence agencies, including the NSA, FBI, they look for leverage on people. That's part of their mission. It can be embarrassing material, blackmail material. And that's what they were trying to do to General Flynn. Try to make out, you know, Sally Yates, the acting attorney general, she was fired a couple of weeks after that for not following the president's orders. Oh, she's in on this. Her signatures are on those FISA warrants. They were trying to stampede the White House, and unfortunately the White House bit that General Flynn was in cahoots with the Russians. They didn't have the proof. And they were trying to say, well, he's guilty under the Logan Act of negotiating with the Russians. No one has truly been prosecuted under the Logan Act. That was just smoke. They should have stood by General Flynn, because this was just the first attempt. They wanted to have a scalp, and they got his scalp. And I do think General Flynn was treated rather poorly. And I'm not justifying lying, and people make mistakes. But this was a frame from beginning to end, and because it was a result of this warrant that should never have been issued, think about it. If that warrant were never issued, the FBI couldn't have been listening in on the conversation between the Russian ambassador and General Flynn. And they wouldn't know it's General Flynn because the White House, some of the consumers of this intelligence, and people in the State Departments were requesting the unmasking, and the intelligence agencies went along with it. They shouldn't have been unmasked, and they shouldn't have been surveilling anybody in the Trump campaign or any other American. But they were doing it. Why? Because they could get away with it. And they didn't think Trump was going to win. all of this would be buried and no one would learn about it, maybe never learn about it, or many years later after all the principals are no longer in office, including Hillary Clinton. In other words, they're no longer alive. But surprise, surprise, Donald Trump won. And now the old dirty linen, their conspiracy is coming out. And it wasn't over. What happened after the election? What's been the story? And it's still the story on Big Lie Media. Trump was colluding with the Russians. Where's the evidence? There is no evidence. You see, if you don't commit the crime, it's very difficult to provide the evidence. You see, Big Lie Media, the television networks, and the major newspapers in large cities, Los Angeles Times, New York Times, Washington, Washington Post, they all have been trying to find the evidence, and they can't. They've been played for fools, and they're looking like fools. They've lost their credibility. It's blown. Seriously, why would you listen to CNN? They're lying to you. They're misleading you. But they were had by the Clinton-Obama conspiracy. Now, they're willing co-conspirators, aiding and abetting it, and they're trying to keep it away from President Obama and Hillary Clinton. But they're truly afraid, especially when that Department of Justice IG report comes out, that it's going to be exposed, revealed, the crimes, the many crimes of your own Justice Department and FBI for not following procedures. Instead of doing the right thing, we're doing the politically expedient thing. They were partisans. The key leadership in both departments were partisans. Am I surprised? No. What I am surprised of is the foolishness and the arrogance. They didn't cover their tracks. And now they're going to be caught, and many of these people should be prosecuted. That's why I'm calling for a special counsel. I'm not the only one. And now also a bipartisan commission to really examine what happened. This goes not only to Hillary Clinton's candidacy before and after she lost, but also to the Obama administration. They were in on it because Obama wanted to make sure that his legacy remained intact. And what are the two pillars of his legacy? Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act, which is self-destructing as I speak, but also the so-called Iranian nuclear agreement, which is a bad idea. Never, never should the Senate. This should have been a treaty and the Constitution should be followed, but our weak-kneed Republican senators enabled Obama to get this agreement passed. It was a bad idea because, as far as I'm concerned, they already have nuclear weapons. They haven't tested them, and they haven't got to the point where they truly have an intercontinental ballistic missile, but they're paying North Korea to test the nuclear weapon and the missile. And then, lo and behold, the Islamic Republic of Iran, surprise, surprise, we got a dozen or more nuclear weapons, totally destabilizing the Middle East. In other words, nuclear proliferation in the Middle East. That's what you don't want. But that might very well happen. I think would have happened, but for the fact that President Trump won and is now reversing bad policy in North Korea as well as in Iran. And it should be reversed. General Flynn, I don't think, lied to the FBI. Now, there might be some other, let us say, potential crimes that he thought best. He copped a plea. Why? He didn't want to go through several years and draining him financially. He's broke financially. These lawyers that you need to hire to do this, they charge a lot of money, hundreds of dollars an hour, and that clock is ticking. You need good lawyers. That's why I say don't talk to the FBI. They can lie to you, but if you in any way mislead them, you might be charged, especially if you have a corrupt FBI director as well as deputy director that will fix the charges that should have been pursued. And it wasn't his call anyway. Now, does that mean if he had not done it, Attorney General Lynch was going to prosecute? No, they didn't want to prosecute. That was the whole point. We can't have it or indicted or prosecuted, or we need another candidate. And the best candidate that they had, believe it or not, was Hillary Clinton. Now, we learned today that Susan Rice, yes, that's Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor under Obama. Yeah, the one that lied about the video. Literally on the day Donald Trump was being sworn in, she sent what many are saying is a CYA email to herself, actually about 15 minutes into it. In other words, she was going out the door. And the gist of it, and this is getting a lot of attention, and Senator Grassley has sent her a letter. They want her to testify in front of Congress and to explain why did you send this? Now, I'm not going to read what she said, but the gist of it is this. There was a meeting 5 January where she was there. The FBI director was there, I believe Sally Yates, concerning the transition and how they were going to cooperate with the incoming team. And she said that Obama told him in this investigation, because what you need to understand is in terms of the timing, they needed to go back. Every 90 days you have to go back. And they had to go back to the FISA court to ask for the continuation of the surveillance. And President Obama, according to this email, said, do it by the book. The only thing strange about that is they weren't doing it by the book. We're talking conspiracy here. They weren't doing it by the book. This was a corrupt administration from President Obama, the Attorney General, the FBI Director, and the people under them. And again, we would never learn it but for the fact that Hillary Clinton lost, and now the Intelligence Committee, as well as others, are looking into what was happening in the FBI and the Department of Justice during this 2016 election. Now, I like some of these questions, and that's what I'm going to read. Here are some of the questions that the committee wants her to address. Did you send the email attached to this letter to yourself? In other words, did you really send it? That's sort of a key thing. Do you have any reason to dispute the timestamp of the mail? In other words, literally the day that Donald Trump's being sworn in. When did you first become aware of the FBI investigation into the allegations of collusion between Mr. Trump associates and Russia? Very good question. What they're really asking the president, what did you know and when did you know it? I think the answer to that question, he knew it all along. He had to give his blessing. Now, you normally don't write it down. All this is, it's never written down. It's all verbal. He knew what was going on. So did Lynch. So did the FBI director. But something happened. Hillary Clinton lost. And they knew that this could come back on them, and it is. Third question, when did you become aware of any surveillance activities, including FISA applications, undertaken by the FBI in conducting that investigation? At the time you wrote this email to yourself, were you aware of either the October 2016 FISA application for surveillance of Carter Page or the January 2017 renewal? This is a real good letter, and they're going to ask her these questions under oath. Did anyone instruct, request, suggest, or imply that you should send yourself the aforementioned inaugural day email memorializing President Obama's meeting with Mr. Comey about the Trump-Russia investigation? If so, who and why? Like, did the president tell you to do this? Who knows? I think so, because this is dumb, but dumb. Just because someone has a high position doesn't mean he's smart. Is the account of the January 5th, 2017 meeting presented in your email accurate? In other words, this is a CYA memo and we don't really believe you. Did you omit any other portion of the conversation? You better believe she omitted it. Other than the email, did you document the January 5th, 27 meeting in any other way? In other words, did you already do this, and this is just the last minute nonsense? Did you omit any other portions of the conversation? I think so. Oh, I missed. I'll go back. I was reading number 6. Other than that email, did you document the January 5th, 2017 meeting in any other way, such as contemporaneous notes or a formal memo? To the best of your knowledge, did anyone else at that meeting take notes or otherwise memorialized the meeting? During the meeting, did Mr. Comey or Mrs. Yates, she was the deputy attorney general, mention potential press coverage of the Steele dossier? If so, what did they say? When and how did you first become aware of the allegations made by Christopher Steele? Very good question, because I think they were aware of it in July, in August, at the very latest October. Why? They were in on it. They're conspiring to get Hillary Clinton over the top with an October surprise. Unfortunately, the October surprise was a dud. They didn't get the dirt. They got, a better way to say that, they got garbage. Russian disinformation. They were played by the Russians. See, Hillary Clinton was colluding with the Russians, but the Russians were playing their own game. When and how did you first become aware of the allegations made by Christopher Steele? I want to get her on the record, because if she lies, bingo, she's perjured herself. When and how did you first become aware of the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee funding Mr. Steele's efforts? Very good question. I think she knew about it. She was read in on this. You see, when you conduct a conspiracy, one of the problems is you need to communicate with each another, and you have your underlings that you trust. She was trusted, and she would do Obama's bidding. She had to know. See, I thought and still think Obama knew all along. He knew Hillary Clinton was guilty as hell as far as the email, and he lied about it. He was sending email to her way before the press reported it. Oh, he knew what was going on. He didn't first find out about it when the House committee investigating Benghazi saw that she was using an email server that was not the State Department's. He was aware of it. He had to be aware of it. Should have been. First of all, he should have been aware of it, and he was. Obama lies all the time, just like Hillary. That's why I call them the lying lunatic left. They're liars. And the press just repeats their lies like it's gospel truth. They didn't even know it was a lie. Two other questions, then I'll wrap this up. You wrote that President Obama stressed that he was not asking about initiating or instructing anything from a law enforcement perspective. In other words, he didn't order this. Yes, he did. Did President Obama ask about, initiate, or instruct anything from any other perspective relating to the FBI investigation? Once Senator Grassley in this committee gets her before the committee and asks her these questions, she has to go on the record. She has to swear to them. And if they have evidence that she's lying, they nail her. And then they say, Miss Rice, we know you're lying. We're going to put you away for many, many years. Either you give up your boss or you're going to spend a lot of money defending yourself and you're going to go to jail. And she knows it. Did President Obama have any other meetings with Mr. Comey, Mrs. Yates, or other government officials about FBI investigations of allegations of collusion between Trump associates and Russia? If so, when did these occur? Who participated? And what was discussed? I love this letter. Signed by Charles E. Grassley, Chairman of the Committee on the Judiciary. Good. It's about time we start, and this is just the start, of putting the fear of God, the fear of justice, American justice, into the co-conspirators of the Clinton-Obama conspiracy. And wait to March. The eyes of March are fast approaching, and we'll know more and more and more about who were the corrupt people in the Obama administration, not only in the White House, the State Department, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and other departments. Yes, this is the greatest scandal in U.S. history, the Clinton-Obama conspiracy, to make sure Clinton won, and when that failed, to undermine the incoming president. And that's what they did. They undermined him. And the media, big lie media, was in on it. Now, they won't be indicted for it, but they have been manipulated and have carried the water and defended both Obama and Hillary Clinton. They've come up with nothing, no evidence of collusion, but plenty of evidence of the Clinton-Obama conspiracy. Thank you for listening. And now, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProcPops.wordpress.com and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.